Let's get ready for
ranking!
Yay! It's Eric's favorite types of podcasts.
Eric, did we do that perfectly in sync?
Yes, we did, sir, and that's why I'm here, for you guys.
Oh, man.
I thought I had a weird echo.
It is
so perfect.
Been a while since we've done...
Been quite a while.
A ranking.
I held it off as long as I could, but...
The urge.
The hype is here.
The urge comes back, Eric.
I'm amazed we finished the first time around.
Yeah, I know, right?
Look at all these shows we ranked before.
Look at all those shows.
There's a lot of them. A lot.
I haven't seen the lists.
A couple that we still left off to the side, I believe, that we didn't actually feel we were far enough into shows to rank.
Yeah.
Like Bridgerton and Andor, I believe.
One Piece.
Mm-hmm. We are a little closer than we were last time.
A little bit.
Yes.
So. Getting out my list from last year.
What?
What?
The list is right here, Rick.
No, my list.
Rick.
Not this crazy list that doesn't have
ridiculous.
Berserk and S. What is this?
Ridiculous.
I have a couple things I want to say before we start.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. One.
No, we're wrong.
Number one. Guys, we have a lot of shows that we're going to be talking about. There's a possibility, if you haven't seen one, we might spoil something about it just because... My favorite thing about these is the discussions and the heated debates sometimes when it goes into these, and sometimes you have to bring out the details to do that. So
we'll do our best
to
be vague.
Do our best, but it's a general warning. It might happen, and we'll do our best.
What I'd say is safest is that you mute whenever we get to a show that you don't know. We're going to be going through these alphabetically for starting with shows that haven't made the list yet.
Yeah.
And then once we get through those, we'll go back and make sure there's any that we need to, like, readjust or anything, or more seasons or shows that we've watched since last time that maybe take things up or down as they have been. So
number two, most of these are personal preferences, and we like to think that everybody is trying to be subjective, but they're asked to be objective when we're making these. If a show that you really like doesn't get placed where you want it, or if a show that you really hate gets placed somewhere you don't want it, it's not a personal attack. You don't have to go at people in the comments and fight over what is ultimately meant to be entertainment. So that's the two things that I wanted to talk about.
So you're saying be respectful.
Be respectful, yeah. This is meant to be fun.
Is that
and
for
I'm,
us,
I'm
too?
I'm going to have as much fun as possible.
Because Calvin has some crazy
takes. I mean,
takes.
We're friends.
Fuck you.
So.
Fuck you. No, Calvin has a crazy takes.
Yeah. I think it's easy for people to think there's a correct answer on these, and I have to hold that there's no correct answers, but I'm interested to hear incorrect answers, or I should say, more importantly, why I... correct or incorrect answers, at least things that I think are incorrect, why people think that they are correct, that can be really fun, too.
I think this is a bit of a paradox, but I think there are correct answers and no incorrect answers. Well, no, I have that backwards. There are no correct answers, but there are also no incorrect answers.
Mm-hmm. Now, Calvin?
Like, I can say I like a show and you can disagree with me.
Yes.
But I can also argue that Arcane goes in F tier, and you can say that I am incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you would be.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, everybody, like... gives lip service, like, yeah, it's all subjective. But once you say something people don't like, that's objective. What are you talking about? So, and thus, my dislike of
dialogue.
The format, but we're here.
No,
we're here to do it.
It's dialogue, Eric.
Dialogue. I'm ready.
I don't envy Eric because he hates it, but I envy Calvin even less because he has the greatest responsibility to live up to. Because he has to make a better joke than he did last year.
Ooh, yeah, Calvin.
No,
that wasn't a ranking podcast.
That was this year talking about ranking.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
talking about how Eric
hates it.
You're right.
It's so good that people just associate it with ranking. So, yeah, you got a high bar, buddy.
Yeah.
No.
This is also the first time we're going to be doing this on Twitch and also over on YouTube. So you can watch it on either spot. But we are going to be looking at the Twitch chat.
Yes, sir.
So... we'll be also running polls as we go through where you guys can vote and tell us where you think a show should be ranked in your opinion. And we'll get a general consensus from you guys over on Twitch. But if you do like this, make sure you like the video on YouTube. make sure you're joining us for Twitch, and perhaps in the future we can also do the movie ranking list.
Oh. Ooh. And anime openings and everything else under the sun.
We could rank every week if we wanted to.
We could have rankings every week.
Yeah. Aaron, all that is true, but we got to get this show started.
Let's get started.
All righty.
We got a lot of stuff to get through.
We'll be going through things alphabetically, as we said. So I guess we'll start off with what's the first one that we have this year alphabetically?
I don't have the sheet.
Was I meant to have information?
I promised the sheet.
Simply to judge.
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Starting with Star Wars.
Now,
you could argue this starts with an S, but no, it starts with an A, Ahsoka. All right. Well, we have Star Wars mingled across everything.
We sure do. Yeah. We have some stuff in S tier all the way down to
D.
C has D. Resistance.
D has resistance.
D has resistance. Okay. Yeah, wow.
Ahsoka.
We did our boy Christopher Sean raw dirty.
Ahsoka was an interesting show because I feel like they also had to, kind of bridge a gap of introducing characters people didn't know, or that they may have known from watching like the animated shows.
Sure.
I
will abstain from this one because I have not seen enough.
Gotcha.
You didn't watch it? Okay. We do have a poll up real quick, so make sure you vote for that.
Over at Twitch, yes.
Probably say for me, I'd put this at A.
A for Ahsoka.
For Ahsoka.
It'd be a good children's book.
I don't think it's an S. I think there's some other things they could have done that would have made it an S for me.
Yeah.
But I think I enjoyed it quite a bit. And maybe it's biased, maybe it's not, but
well,
I'm going to say
it's supposed to be
Aaron,
a little biased.
Bias is inherent in your
ranking. You can't give them what you think my ranking is. You have to use your ranking.
There's no such thing of bias here.
I'm trying to be unbiased.
That's not how that works. And people that say it is are wrong.
And they're inherently biased.
They're wrong. Those fools.
No, that's not...
Yeah, I would also put it as an A. It was not long enough. I wanted more. But also, I think it was paced pretty well. I think, there have been other Star Wars shows that have been paced better, live action specifically. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think it goes there. And also, because of watching that, we got to watch another great show.
Rome.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, what did we watch?
You're right. I'm going to have some bias there, too. Did you give your grade yet, Calvin?
I gave it an A.
You said the
A.
Okay. I'm going to go A as well. Very much enjoyed it. One of my favorite things of the year. But I sometimes try not to put something in S until it's had time to grow and develop more. So I would probably say a high A for me for season one with the anticipation of grading and judging it more later.
Twitch chat agrees with an A.
All right.
Yes.
Also, thank you everyone on Twitch for the hype train. And thank you everyone for super chats on YouTube. I think we'll be getting to questions at the end.
We'll try to get to some questions if we can or whatever about things. But I know there's people putting in super chats and bits and that kind of stuff too. But we got a lot of stuff to rank.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to get to as much as we can. And thank you for the support of this. Because then we know you enjoy watching rankings.
Yeah. At the end of this ranking podcast series, we're going to be ranking all of your comments that you put in.
I look forward to that.
Yep.
All right. So we're giving Ahsoka an A. Twitch chat also voted for an A. And we'll go on to the next one then.
All righty.
Also, thank you for the level. We're in the level 2 hype train.
Indeed.
All right. So next one up is... I'm on a delay because I'm looking at the stream.
Next one is Andor.
Oh, more Star Wars.
Yes.
Where do we put Andor?
Now, this is the show that I had in the back of my mind as live action being paced better than Ahsoka.
Even though it kind of like jumps a little?
Yeah. But I feel like where it needs to tell the story, it tells it real good.
Real good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things about ranking is, like, I enjoyed Ahsoka because of its slower pace, because it was going for that more samurai-like, you know, thing, whereas Andor is more of the political thriller, so it's hard to compare them, but I think I generally agree with everything you just said.
It also had one of the most cosplays at Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. But what it did have for me was two specific moments that I can put in some of my top dialogue of all time that pushes this, and I know I just said this about Ahsoka, being an A and being the first season, but it pushes to an S for me already, is the Luthen dialogue about everything he's given up, and then the Marva dialogue about fight the Empire. Those two moments push it to an S for me right now.
Yeah.
I think regardless of my Star Wars bias, and then the special mention, obviously, is the entire episode with Andy, right?
Yes.
On the line! Yeah, so those three things will put me as an S for now.
You guys both said S. I don't think it'll matter then too much where I put mine, unless I dropped it real low, which I'm not gonna.
I wouldn't expect you to tank
it. I'd probably say A for me.
A?
For it.
Like
I think
mid
it's really
A
good.
Or low A or high A?
It's probably a high A. I think it has really solid storytelling. Mm-hmm. I like the characters in it. I think after having season two and seeing where they finish off Cassian's storyline and everything, yeah, I might move it to an S then.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think for right now I'm at an A for it.
Yeah. The thing I appreciate what it does for Star Wars is Star Wars is so much about looking to the examples that we have for hope against evil. And I feel like Andor is the reason we need those symbols of hope, because it's so down, it's so dour, and mm-hmm, there's such a struggle.
Sure.
That you're looking for those Luke Skywalkers to come in, but they're not there yet.
Sure,
that's
yeah,
why Andor succeeds. The same way Rogue One succeeded in that regard.
All right. And then did we have a poll too, Rick?
We did. S.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you, chat. All right, we'll be moving on to the next one then. Which is going to be
Assassination Classroom.
Had we ranked that last year? That's all fresh, right?
That's all fresh. Ass class.
Well,
do you guys agree with this? I think that I enjoyed it more because I specifically watched it with you guys. I think I would have enjoyed it less watching it by myself. I don't know why that is.
I don't know
but
if
I feel like it's true for me.
More or less.
Yeah.
Without
I definitely
you guys.
Enjoyed it more with you guys, but yeah, I don't think that's a detractment from how good the show is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just an enhancement of our friendship.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would have enjoyed it more in Japanese.
Okay. Gotcha.
Maybe. So if I had watched it by myself, I would have watched it in Japanese.
Yeah.
But it's hard to
but
know.
But then,
but Koro-sensei.
Koro-sensei wouldn't have spoken to you at the end.
That is correct, and was very awesome.
That was very awesome.
Man, I don't know. This is a tough one for me to rank. Like,
yeah,
it nails some things very well,
mm-hmm,
but it took me a long time to care about any of those characters or even know their names.
Sure.
Well, I think there's so many students, and they all don't get... I mean, they all get some time for the most part later on.
Yeah.
But early on, yeah, there's so much going on.
It's a show that I feel like it peaks and then it ends.
Sure, I get you.
Kind of thing, where there's like a very slow build-up, and it's a fun build-up. Yeah. Like, it's a nice sort of slice of life sort of thing in a very unusual scenario.
Yeah.
That's just like over the top, and it's oftentimes funny, it's oftentimes touching. But the pacing really didn't work for me very well. And a lot of the character work didn't work super well either. I don't know where I put this one. Relatively low for anime for me, unfortunately.
So an A?
For anime?
No, like a C?
I was going to say, when you say relatively low for an anime, like, I don't figure you're talking D, E, or F.
I definitely get what you mean in terms of the characters not feeling like not having a grasp on all of them. You know, My Hero Academia, to compare like class like shows that have giant classes in them, well, it's so much easier in My Hero to differentiate the different heroes with their powers and their costumes and all that. Whereas, you know, here it's less distinct for me, and that's at least for me. So I can agree on that one.
It gets there later on as you learn
it
more.
It does.
But it's not as distinct as like MHA because exactly. Yeah. Like when you see like, oh, there's this person with this power and this costume, mm-hmm, and it's easier to distinguish that, you know?
They're more distinguishable from each other. They have distinct looks And they also have hero names that are descriptive of their power and appearance.
Yeah.
Which really helps remember easier.
It makes it easier for how many heroes are in, not just a classroom, but like just heroes in general. Like there's so many different characters that you can kind of remember because of that.
Mm-hmm. Like I think if you half the roster and you half the number of episodes and make those episodes all like the last part of the second season.
Sure.
I think that show's incredible.
Yeah.
But it's not that. So
if you make them all like the last episodes,
there's just so much. You have the peaks and the valleys, right?
I mean, like, there's only two seasons.
I know, but there's so much good character work in like the last half of season two.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the teaching episodes early on were some of the best character moments, you know?
Yeah, and I think it focuses a little bit more. I mean, you get a lot more behind the scenes of like the teachers and stuff, but you get introduced to all the teachers and the world in the beginning of it, which I think is what they're really setting up.
Yeah.
And then you get more into the characters later.
Like I feel like the climb of pace is like exponential. Like it starts off really slow, really slow, really slow, but then it has a really sharp peak at the end of like how fast it feels like the show goes. I feel like if it were a more consistent climb, if I felt that tension earlier on, like maybe towards the third quarter or fourth quarter of season one, then maybe I would feel better about it. Mm-hmm. The last half of the season felt, as far as like basing it on the first season, it felt like a whirlwind of action where sometimes I kind of missed the slower character stories.
Sure.
Like learning about the students and their backgrounds and stuff like that.
And this is also with like trying to figure out the world and where we're at and what's going on. Like there's like a mystery box kind of thing going on with this too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of similar a little bit to Promised Neverland.
Yeah.
Right? Like I feel like there was a lot of kids in that class too, and I didn't know all of them right away either. But it was like the world we were in that we were trying to also figure out and see what's going on and how it's working, you know?
Yeah.
I think comparing it to the anime and animated shows that are in A and B, I'm at a high B.
I'm between B and A. That's where I've been trying to figure out where I want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I think lower A for me is where I'm looking.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm going to stick with C.
Okay. Calvin?
I would put it at a B as well.
Did we have the result for the poll?
I missed it.
The poll is A.
Pose.
Okay, so that's two A's, two B's, and a C, I think.
Oh, wait, are we counting them?
Oh, do we not?
I think we only did it for tiebreakers.
Yeah, I think we do that for tiebreakers.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess that puts it at B, then?
B, yeah.
All right.
Being pulled in those two directions?
We'll put it in B.
Which Kurosensei can be pulled in multiple directions.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get moving on to the next one. That was one thing, too, I liked a lot was Kurosensei's, like, just... As things went on, there was just more and more we learned about him. It's like, oh, man, he can do this. Oh,
I feel like
that.
I liked Koro-sensei despite the story sometimes.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
All right, next up is Band of Brothers.
Oh.
I mean, I don't have to. It's an easy S for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's both one of the all-time greatest TV shows ever made and one of the most important TV shows ever made.
I don't know. The story was really frustrating. I didn't like.
Feel very realistic.
I honestly, it should be like. No, I mean it was done really well. Even watching it now, and it was made in what early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like I think it was done really well.
It was like
hell of a
2001,
cast.
Right? Like early.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, at least A, probably right. Are you guys all thinking S?
I'm thinking S.
I think so. Like it. It's a shame some of the historical inaccurate stuff that they do in that.
Mm-hmm.
With like, I don't want to spoil, but like killing the one guy off who did not die and like continued to live on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's stuff that they could have put at least disclaimers or something in there about this because they're telling real stories about real people.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and that's one of the things too is like from a story perspective, there's things that I'm like, that's. I don't like it for the storytelling, but it's trying to tell you what happened, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy who's introduced, like, this episode and then gone by that episode, too. And you're like, I barely got to know this guy, you know? You know, I never got to see the main villain of the story. you know? Like,
that's what somebody else says.
There's things like that are just a little like... Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think for what it's doing, and also being like that kind of like what's it called? Not like kind of like a biopic in a way, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like it's got that
historical
truth,
drama.
Historical drama. I think it does it all really well. So I'm fine with an S.
Incredible cast, incredible music, incredible production.
Yeah.
S tier.
Like we have Chernobyl in A, but I think it was just that extra little bit above that that it belongs in S.
Yes.
Chad agrees.
Chad also said 75%.
That's pretty, decisive.
That is a strong poll there.
Or conducive?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Conclusive?
I want to say, like, you know, working together like the Care Bears.
How about the Gummy Bears?
How about the Gummy Bears?
Let's rank them.
No.
All right. Let's move on to the next one here. Yeah, we could rank. We should rank Care Bears by their power.
We should. That'd be fun. I'd do that.
Ooh, the next up is Batman, the animated series.
Yeah.
Batman. We include the movie?
Mask of the Phantasm? Yeah. Well, it was incepted as a finale, so yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like any show that goes on for a long time. You know, there's stuff I really like, stuff I don't like. But, you know, Batman the animated series feels like required reading for a lot of people.
I agree.
And I understand why, but it's because it was so groundbreaking at its in its time. When you're watching it from 2023 looking back, it might not feel as groundbreaking.
Sure.
You know, like with you guys. For me, I have to give it an A, if only because I'm trying to do this for my whole life, not just the person I am right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go A for Batman animated series.
Gotcha. We're admitting that there's bias. You can bring childhood bias into
absolutely.
It as well.
Yeah. Nostalgia. I mean, that's the thing about this, too. Yeah. I feel differently about some of these shows that we ranked last year.
You know?
I'm a different person now. I'm going to have different feelings about it.
For sure. Yeah, like, the best of Batman the animated series is S.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of Batman the animated series.
A lot.
Quality,
but does it ever hit like
it's never bad?
It's never bad,
F or E,
no.
Or D.
No,
I would say B for me for Batman being just I think it's fairly solid. I mean, yeah, I watched it now and it's older, but the way they made things, like the way they use like black background paper, right, to start off so that it all has that dark feeling. But there's some really cool stuff they've done with shadows, there's been some really cool stories.
Oh, shadows and silhouettes.
I love that one tunnel thing, you know, like there's different elements like those
the
that
culvert.
They've done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
like it's just been really cool and like for a kid's show and the way they kind of get into Bruce Wayne's mind different times and stuff I think it's just is done really well.
A lot of that stuff is super dark.
Super dark. A lot of those villain stories have never been beaten.
That Scarecrow stuff with like him coming out of the gun, like that's just art.
Harvey Two-Face in that show.
Mm-hmm.
My God, man!
But I don't know. But they didn't do Condiment King enough. So I'm gonna give it a B.
They did him the appropriate amount.
No, I need more. I need more.
I wanted a double decker at least.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say B for Batman for me.
Mm.
Eric, what'd you say? A.
A.
Why do I have to choose?
Right?
Well, that's what Eric's been saying. You said we have to.
It's such an important show. But, like, if you're asking me, if I'm looking at this list, it's like, what do I want to watch right now? Like, there's a lot of shows that's above Batman. Sad fact.
Well, see, like,
Is that how we do it, though?
I look watch at Batman right like I look at, like, Star Wars Clone Wars a little bit. Like, I think Star Wars Clone Wars has some really, really great episodes. And then there's some episodes that are like, that one's not as good. Like... Yeah. There's some that are a little bit like, you don't need to watch these sometimes.
Yeah.
But I will watch them all at least once, you know? Mm-hmm. But if I go back and watch Batman Animated Series, I may watch certain episodes more than I'd watch other episodes and stuff.
This
you
show
know?
Gave us Kevin Conroy as
all
Batman.
The Poison Ivy episodes.
Mark Hamill as Joker.
I would watch
Mark
every Poison Ivy episode, yes.
Yep.
That's the Joker.
Joker's
Harley
great.
Quinn.
But you know what? Joker's not in every episode, Rick.
That's true.
He's not.
Sometimes you get a little girl who never ages.
Yeah, dude. That was fucked up.
This episode. I don't know what's going on here.
It was fucked up. Damn.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
I don't know. I'm between an A or a B. I think
I'm
put
also
it in
between an A.
An A
and a B. I really, really love the casting. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill, just you can't get better than that for those two characters.
And Mask of the Phantasm, I think, is enough to push me up. Today.
It's a good one.
I have to say, though, season two intro is not as good. So
it's dog it's a B. Shit okay, I'm easy. I'll rank right. that every day.
So B and A. I'll rank that every day. So that's where you draw the line.
We found his line.
The right. best parts of that intro are the parts that stole from the first intro.
Yeah.
So right now we're at two B's and two A's. So now we do need the poll.
We need the poll. Yeah.
So what was the poll at for chat, Rick?
Yep.
It was a B.
It was a B for them.
It was a B. So that falls in B.
All right, three B's.
Batman.
B for Batman.
Let me open it up so I have it from now on.
Batman, the Basque of a Bantasm.
All right, well now, continuing the Bs, we go to Ben 10.
This is
Ben 10.
Ben 10.
Right? We're not
classic?
Looking, no, just Ben 10.
Just
no,
Ben 10.
No tags.
Ben
no.
10.
Just Ben 10.
Yeah. Just Ben 10.
Hmm.
I mean, Ben 10, I think, goes below Batman.
I would agree.
And that's not a shot at Ben 10, but...
Is it a boost at Batman?
Might be.
Is it a boost at Batman? I will say, like, Ben 10 was pretty good. I have liked Alien Force more.
Yes. Sure.
I think it wouldn't work as well probably without having the Ben 10 that we watched already.
Mm-hmm.
Without having that growth and that background. And
yeah, the
those
characters,
stories,
the world building, you know, all villains. That kind of stuff, too, that we've built upon. You know, I shouldn't technically count any kind of movies in this, probably. But we had that live-action movie.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about the live-action movie.
Leaving the live-action movie out is going to drop it a whole letter grade.
I don't think that's part of the show.
It's not part of the show.
It's not part of the
it's
show.
Canon.
We'll rank that come movie time.
But so is
Alien Force.
So is Alien
canon.
Force is canon, but we're not counting that either.
Different.
So we're just counting
right.
Ben 10.
Fine.
But like all that stuff builds upon each other and stuff. But
I
would
the fire
say that
come out of Rick's eyes.
For me, I think
it was terrible CG fire.
For me, I would say that Ben 10 is probably a C.
Yeah,
I think there's some good and bad, kind of like the same with Clone Wars with Batman and stuff like that, but.
Yeah.
I think it sets up the world, and then Alien Force just starts picking up.
Sure.
I think I would put Alien Force higher.
Watching Ben 10 makes me feel like a kid.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
It
makes me wish I watched it as a kid.
It makes me wish I watched it as a kid, because I would have loved those aliens. I would have loved those toys. I probably still wouldn't love the video games, because those are terrible. But there's just something about it that was just so refreshing and fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. You can see why so many people look fondly on the show.
Absolutely.
And are excited for you to get to catch up to where they are in their fandom. Because they built that with these building blocks that you're watching now.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You definitely feel that.
And so, like, I appreciate that feeling that it gives to me. But, like, as a show, as an adult, mm-hmm. Like, Batman, I can watch as an adult and appreciate a lot of things about it.
Yeah.
Ben 10, not quite as much.
It's not trying to scratch the same itch.
It's not.
Which is why we shouldn't compare them. But I would probably say B, too.
You're saying B?
I would say B. You said C?
I would say C. He
says C.
I would say C.
Okay.
I appreciate chat. Do you want to bring up that? Kind of
yes.
What you're going to say? Go ahead.
Does the hoverboard saga influence rank at all?
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but
that's something
was?
We added to the
what
show.
What was amazing?
You know what?
What was?
It already did. That's why I have it in B.
I love the fact that when it came back, Aaron missed it.
I wasn't there.
I hate that he missed it, but also I love that he missed it.
We can feel your presence.
Oh, man. No, I think it's a C as well.
I don't feel good about that. Putting it,
I don't feel good about
which,
any of this.
C isn't terrible either.
No, C is average, right?
C is average.
It doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah, but look how low it is on the screen.
Well, see, that's another thing too.
Jake, scoot the whole overlay up.
That's another thing too, is that because of the nature of how we watch things, a lot of these aren't counting everything we've ever watched.
Yeah.
It's counting what we've reacted to on the channel.
Yeah.
And typically we react to better things rather than bad things.
Typically.
Sometimes we choose stuff because we really want it, or it's a sequel, or whatever, and that's how you get things like Inhumans.
No, it's putting Ben 10 in a tier like C. That is a prime example why I don't like to do this. But I put it in. I would say B, but you guys all said C.
I said C.
I said C. I mean, it's in some pretty good company down there.
Yeah,
Yeah, it is. It is, definitely. It's not wanting for good friends.
Bridgerton's in there.
Agent Carter's there. I liked Agent Carter a lot.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next? Oh, Chad, I think, gave a B.
B.
Okay.
Okay.
Which I'm trying to figure out how to get to the thing. I'll figure it out.
Next one is going to be Ben 10.
We just did it.
Alien Force.
Oh.
Classic.
Damn you.
Not our fault. It's Amazon's fault.
This one I've enjoyed so much more, though, than Ben 10. Like, Ben 10, I think, set it up. And this one I've been like, this is... It's had more, like, continuous stories going on.
It does kind of help that we just recorded the season 2 finale as well. So I'm riding high.
Sure, yeah, right? And then also, like, I felt like that culminated a season 1 and season 2, story arc that was going on.
Sir.
And I don't even know what to expect going into 3, you know?
Yeah.
So I think right now for me, I'd probably put it at an A for Alien Force.
Ooh.
You know, I was looking at Teen Titans, which is an A, and I would rank Alien Force right alongside Teen Titans, I think.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's been real good for me.
Yeah.
I gotta see where I rank Teen Titans now.
I think it belongs in C.
Okay.
Ooh.
What? Echo Echo.
Okay.
Shut up. So you're voting C?
No. Oh. No, it's A for me.
About you, Eric?
I mean, I enjoy it a little bit more than regular Ben 10, but not like a whole letter grade, so I'd probably continue to put it in B.
B?
Yeah.
Well, where'd you put Ben 10?
B.
So you think they're both the same?
Yeah. Well, I think Alien Force is a little bit more, but not a whole tier up. So I would like put it at B plus, whereas regular Ben 10's B minus.
Oh, okay.
But B.
All right.
See, if Ben 10 is under, baseball, then Alien Force is like Grand Slam Championship. It's like all the best bits.
You mean like World Series?
No.
What's Grand Slam Champ? What are you talking about?
It's like where they just get a bunch of pitches and they just try to hit the ball as hard as they can.
Oh, okay. I thought
like
you were comparing it to like
hitters and everything.
What's that thing they always do for football that's like in Hawaii or whatever, Rose Bowl, or I don't know what it's called, where like they just have like...
That's not in Hawaii, is it?
I don't remember where it is. Maybe they move it. I don't know. But like it's always like the best players from like
the
AFC
Pro Bowl?
And NFC. Pro Bowl? Sure. What? I don't watch it. I don't know.
Well, don't use it as a reference.
I don't watch it either, but you know, I'm still an American.
It's one of those sports ball games, okay? May Rose Bowl is the college one.
Yes, Rose Bowl was a college one. I don't know if it still is.
It's something else now.
I'm pretty sure it's like branded now.
Make sure you like the video, and maybe we'll do a sports ranking in the future.
All right.
Like the individual sport?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll rank sports.
That sounds
fun.
Golf, football, NASCAR.
Sumo.
Golf has to be F.
Sumo.
Right?
Sumo.
Or G.
The maybe. The
is
point
it playing
of golf,
or watching?
I don't know. We'll talk about that when we get to there.
It's kind of fun to play.
The point of golf is to play less golf.
I think it's way easier to rank than TV shows, honestly.
All right.
Eric, you're biased on football.
Rick, I don't know if you've seen enough of Alien Force to... Or
B!
You're at a B?
Yep.
So we got two Bs and an A? Two Bs and two As, I mean? You said A?
I said A.
Okay, so what did chat say?
Chat also said A.
Ah, chat helps us push it to the A's.
Okay.
To the heavens. Almost. Not quite. The stratosphere.
You think that's incorrect? Remember, all ranking is.
All right.
What's next?
Ben 10 Alien Force is going into A, and next we will cover
Chainsaw Man. Ooh.
Chainsaw Man.
God damn.
That's a solid D.
Wait,
what? No, I'm kidding.
For dingy?
It's definitely an interesting show. I didn't know what to expect going into it, except for like we had that trailer, and I'm like, this guy just has chainsaws on his body? Why?
He sure does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he does.
The animation, man. A lot of great music, but the characters really solidify that as an A for me. More than the world itself.
I love Dingy.
The characters, but I think most importantly, the voice casting for the characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for the dub. Yeah,
it's real good.
I love Power.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I love how relatable exactly. the characters, even though they're so fantastical, how relatable they all are.
And just like on an aside, we did not have subtitles for that show.
That's true.
Which can make watching things a struggle sometimes.
Yeah, very That's much true. So.
Yes.
But still, loved it.
So and, I would put it at A.
Easy A for me, yeah.
It's tough because I know the best of Chainsaw Man is yet to come. But man, like, just the amount of love I felt in that production, mm-hmm. where every single ED was different from a different mm-hmm. studio.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
cool.
That is so cool.
It
I
is.
Love that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I love a lot of the way it looked. Love the music. Framing. It's got a great story to go off from. I don't know.
It's a more understandable power system than several animes that I can think of.
Most of it's just like...
It is so funny, but also so tragic.
Yes.
And I love when shows are able to balance that. It's still so early, I can't put it in S.
Yeah.
I think it has potential for that. But we haven't seen it bloom yet. It's still a bud.
Steve.
I beg A. I'll give it an A.
Aaron, where you at?
So two A's.
I don't know. I'm trying to think about the show and everything I can remember about it and how I felt about it, what I like about it.
Balls, Aaron. The balls demon.
There is some crazy stuff in it. I'm between B and A, I think.
Okay.
I think is where I'm at. I'm just not sure where I want it to be.
Calvin, did you say yours yet?
I said A to start.
A. So if you're between A, B and A, we're all A's, then it's an A?
I guess so, yeah.
It's an A.
I will abstain.
Well, no.
Abstain. That's an A. Yeah.
If you said D, it would take it down.
Chat also was at an A.
Chat Alrighty. Voted A. Right. 52% of them voted for A. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It has S potential.
Sure.
All right.
Next up, we have Community.
Oh, Community.
Community's a good
now,
one.
Now, do I get to rank this? I didn't watch it on the channel.
If you've watched it, you
If you've watched it, you can... You can help rank it.
Like, I didn't watch The Crown on the channel, but I still
did. Obviously, we haven't finished the show, so True. Our opinions may change later.
Yeah.
How far are we now?
We are...
Season 5?
Okay. Huh?
Season 5?
Yeah.
Five.
We're midway to three-quarters of the way through Season 5.
Okay. I will rank it in that context, then.
I think I would say... I don't know how it ends yet. I think I'm going to say B.
B?
And I think the reason for that has just been some of the story things they've had lately. Not lately. I think the season we're in right now is really good.
Yeah,
I think last season was a little weird.
Like half season 3 and almost all of season 4.
Even they referenced that season was a little weird.
Yes. They did have some issues.
And then even before that too, like just some of the stuff with like mm-hmm. Pierce and whatnot and how they handled that and like... I know like they were trying to work around with what they had, you know, mm-hmm. but there's some weird stuff within that I think is just in the back of my mind, too, trying to think about things. But then there's like the last episode we just watched was weird and crazy and cool.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
You know, and I was like, when they do that kind of stuff, I love it.
And those first three seasons, real good.
Yeah.
The gas leak year. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's called.
Even they reference like
even
guys,
internally.
You know what? That last year was just. It was everything was weird. Let's forget Let's about see. That.
Everyone was acting weird and nothing made sense.
But the way it's going right now, I think I would probably, if it continues how it is right now and ends that way, I'd probably put it in an A, no problem. I don't know if I'd put it in an S.
Trying to compare to the other comedies in A and B to see where I would lie.
Like, I didn't have this feeling, I don't think, about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I feel like Brooklyn Nine-Nine like started and introduced itself, and I don't feel like there was like a season or anything where I was like, "Well, this is going weird," or I don't know what's going
Especially
on here.
Especially for
you know?
How long Brooklyn Nine-Nine was, it stayed at the same level for
it
me.
It felt fairly consistent through a lot of it.
I mean, there's going to be you know things that connect or don't connect, but there were times in Community where I'm like, I did not like any of this episode. So I'd probably throw it at B, I think, for the comedy.
I think I'd go B.
Yeah.
Where would you put it, Rick?
I mean, since you guys have been through season 4, I think B. Yeah.
Okay.
Is where it lives.
I would probably put it at an A. But yeah, I'm totally comfortable with it staying in B for now.
Okay.
Chat agrees at a B.
Alrighty.
Chat, 44% voted B.
Chat agrees.
So, it's not as healthy a margin as it used to be.
I will be looking forward to looking at that again when we should have it finished next year.
Yes.
Should. So.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
All right. What's next up, Calvin?
The next is Cyberpunk.
Edge Runners.
Aaron, Cyberpunk, do you get to do?
He gets 1/10 of a vote.
He
gets 1/10.
I only saw the one episode.
You get 1/10 of a vote.
It looked crazy and intense and very interesting.
Aaron, I want to know your ranking first.
Yeah.
I mean, just what I saw of it, I'd probably say B or A.
Yeah,
okay. Just because, like, that one episode, I'm like,
that's strong for just one episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, throwing you in the deep end.
My assumption is that it was a fairly solid story at that kind of quality the whole time. And if it was, I'd probably put it at B or A.
Especially the last episode was zero context.
Yeah.
Complex world, if not story.
Now, going through the whole thing, I probably easily could have it at, like, A, maybe S, because animation was really cool on that. Like, there was things that were happening. I'm like, I understand what's happening. Having not seen this show or have any idea really what's going on, I understand this and this and this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think for watching one random episode at the very end, I thought it was really good.
You will hear me say something that I hardly ever say. It was not long enough.
Ooh, yeah.
Not long enough.
You're right.
I think there were pacing problems when it came to the switch in David's character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it could have used a little more runtime, I think, in order to make that last act feel even more impactful than it did. And it was a hell of a last act.
Yes, it was. You put my thoughts into speech better than I could have.
Yeah.
I heartily agree with that.
Now, the question is, where do I put it, though? Having said that.
I have to... Like, I have to, because every time I think of the show, I love it, and then I think about how angry I was when we lost the footage
for
our last reaction. And that didn't affect my enjoyment, of course, but I can't get it out of my head.
And I've probably never been more biased going into something, because I did not like that game.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, did I love that show.
Was it enhanced for me because I was able to ask you about stuff I didn't know about? And is that fair to put in there?
I don't feel like it was the Witcher situation.
No.
Where if you're going into season 1 of The Witcher and you have no idea about The Witcher, you're just lost.
Sure.
Yeah, that show made me... I bought Cyberpunk on release, and I waited and I waited and I waited to play it because I had heard so many bad things about the launch.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really wanted to like the game when I played it. So I was finally convinced by this show to play the game. And both experiences were enhanced by each other. Where I think a lot of times one will win out over the other. Like, I think they were both great. And they captured the feeling of that world so well.
Making a good video game adaptation is not an easy thing to do. It has been failed many, many times. And, I mean, they did it. But it's not perfect. So
no,
I give it an A.
It's a strong A, though. If it had the good pacing with David and everything like that, I think...
Yeah.
Depending on how they do it, I mean...
I'm like at either a really high B or a low A, so I think I might go low A and just lock it in. A.
Aaron, where's your vote?
I'm not voting.
He said it was between a B and an A. I
only watched the last episode. I don't get to vote.
Okay. What he said.
So I think it goes an A.
Like, it had some really cool lore ideas, but I don't know how much I can credit the show with that versus it being an adaptation of something that's already
the
exists.
Tabletop RPG.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah. But I'll go back.
For sure. But those graphics.
Oh, yeah,
that
man.
Blood.
And I love it had some amazing music.
Imagine if Super Speed and the Flash was like it was in Cyberpunk.
Oh, dude, yeah. Hell yeah,
right?
Dude.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Why
I love
does the people
I haven't seen
the
Flash.
Get that wrong.
I don't know.
the Cyber Psycho attacks on screen.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Mm. I'll go A.
Mm.
All right, so we have A for everybody?
Yeah.
All right. A for Cyberpunk.
And what was...
I should watch this now. What was Chad...
What was chat poll?
Dick?
Chat was S.
Chat was S.
S!
Well, all right.
Limp Bizkit. We're giving out A's today like they're on clearance. Made me chuckle.
Thank you. Next up is Dark.
Oh, no.
Next is Dark.
This is the first one that I'm going to get attacked for.
Huh.
Having watched Dark for the first time on the channel and then pretty much watching it all over again on my own, it's an S.
I also watched it twice. It is not an S. I didn't think about it for a bit.
Okay.
Someone else go.
Okay.
I think the characters were interesting. I think the story was interesting. Production of it was really good. Music was done well. The intros are really cool. And they spend a lot of time where I'm like, what is that? And it's like split in half. And someone's like, God, this is the scene from the intro. You know, like sometimes that would happen and stuff. The way it intertwined as it went through, the final season I think is weird for me. Like the final wrap up of everything too.
Oh yeah, okay.
I feel like I don't know. I don't know what
you
I was
think
expecting.
You ever rewatch it?
It's an unusual ending.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
Like not at all what I was expecting it to be and how they were gonna go for it and everything too.
That's the highlight for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think because it does something that has been gone over many, many times in media, and to do it so uniquely and to explain it in such a way that you're not constantly asking questions about how it works or why it doesn't or things like that, and that you can understand and get inside all of the characters' heads while also not understanding precisely what the character is going through.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very strong... a very strong show in that respect.
Sure.
Well, I don't think it's unique.
I disagree. I with every fiber of my being.
You don't think it's unique?
No, that like final act twist of like how everything works, that's certainly not unique at all.
Give me an example.
There's a show, I don't want to spoil, but there's a show on our list that has the same thing.
The way that they were able to resolve that has the same thing? No, it doesn't.
I don't
Which
think
one?
That's true at all. Nothing
No. Not how they resolved it.
Yeah.
How it worked.
Yeah.
Right? The concept of how their time travel works.
Well, the concept, sure. The utilization, no.
I mean, yes. I think the utilization was worse than it was in Steins Gate, for example.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't agree. But that's the point, because there's no right answer.
Yeah, but you know what that didn't have? It didn't have the casting of Dark that was done so well that even Eric thought he saw a character in another show that was the character that he wasn't thinking of that was the other one.
I know. I was watching a Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts thing, and I'm like, hey, it's that guy. That's that actor. It wasn't. It was a different actor that they had casted the same character in Dark.
Yeah. No, I mean, the casting's great, but the casting of Okabe is also one of the best castings in anime.
Well, yeah, sure, but it's why we shouldn't compare them, but
yeah.
I get you.
But so you're saying like the idea of their time travel is just, I mean, it's time travel.
Sure.
That's time travel.
That's why I said like
time travel is time travel. I don't think that's like Back to the Future does time travel. Same idea. You do this, it splits off. Right?
I gotcha.
Steins Gate isn't unique either, but Steins Gate's still ranked fairly high.
Steins Gate covers it in a way I've never seen it done before.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, even microwave.
But,
yeah, okay. Yeah, banana too, I guess. I don't know.
Banana
I talked about it a lot in the finale of Dark. Like the characters feel like puzzle pieces to me. I didn't feel super invested in the characters as I did in the story and the puzzle. And I thought a lot of the story and the puzzle stuff is absolutely fantastic. But I don't think it's enough to carry the show to the level of something like S. I also think that the mood of the show is pretty much the exact same throughout, and you just get numb from that over time. I think the soundtrack doesn't help that. I think the soundtrack's really good, but it's kind of the same thing for the whole thing, and it just kind of gets numb on me after a while.
I mean, to your point on like comparing it to Steins Gate had 7 songs that it used on repeat. You know, it's the same thing. I get you.
I also think Dark, like, that mood, once you get to the end, kind of has a reason as to why it is, like, the way they are, too.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing with, like, the people and how they are and how things are intertwined and how they act and everything. Like, that, the mood, the environments, like, it's kind of built around this idea of why it all is.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's all part of the theme, and that's the reason it's going for that, too. Wrapped inside this mystery box of how is this working, what's happening, how do we fix this? So, I don't know. I think, for me, it's not... I don't think it's at an S tier, necessarily. Because the ending thing... I think part of it, too, is like I was looking for it to wrap up maybe in a different note, and it hit another note instead. And while maybe that's not necessarily a bad note to hit, it didn't resonate for me as well. But I'd probably still say it's an A, just because of the way it's made, the way it's... The characters are done, the casting, like, there's just so many things it does, and it does well.
Yeah. I respect the balls it had to go that hard on all the different faucets it went hard on. I mean, it's a good criticism to say, like, it was so complicated they literally had to make an app to help people
out. It's not that complicated.
You know? Well, but it's still true. It was so complicated that the general audience needed an app to do it, right? I'm not saying specifically to you, but specifically to trying to go to funnel money into something and you're hoping for it to go mainstream. All the many decisions they made are counterintuitive to that, and I kind of respect that. But for me, it's just I love when characters have to change their beliefs when they're confronted with things that change their worldview, and almost every single character in that show had to do that in a very pleasing way. So I love when that's something you can take away, and it, like, watching stuff like that makes me confront my own things in my own life. So, and I respect it trying to be as scientifically accurate as possible with something which is absurd, like time travel. I respect it in the same way Expanse does its science when it comes to going throughout the solar system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything you said there to the end, I completely agree with. I don't hate the show. I think it's a B. You know, it's not terrible. It's just
damn the way Rick was talking. I thought he was going to give it like an E.
No, yeah. No. I've heard that same tone and talk, and I've been shocked at how low you've placed things before.
There are things I do not like about it, but there's a ton of stuff that show does amazingly well. Like we talked about the casting. Like I think the acting is fantastic. I mean, they're all acting one mood for the most part, but they do that mood really well.
I mean, I think there's fluctuations of mood up until the point when, like, what mood are you going to have at this point? Does that make sense? Like, I feel like there's fluctuations, and then you get to a point where it's like, what mood of these characters we have and what the world is and what we're seeing, mood would you have in this situation?
Well, I mean, it's all these characters are literally being pulled by their threads by mainly two other characters, so they're being sucked in that direction, you know? So it makes sense that you're going to have similar moods, but you're going to... The characteristics are what is different, not what is the same.
But, like, once you're in the future, like, what mood are you going to have there? You know? Like, it's not that great. And, like, a lot of the people that we see, a lot of the people we see going back, the ones that are going back because of not great reasons either. But the people that are there aren't necessarily, like, terribly upset and everything until there's reasons for them to be, like, in this kind of sadder kind of, what's the word?
Melancholy.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
So, Aaron, you were at an A?
I think I'd say an A.
Okay. I'm at an S. Rick, you said B?
B, as in boy.
Calvin?
I think I'd have to put it in an S as well.
Okay. So I would say that probably averages out to a high A?
Yeah.
High A into S.
Two S's, A and a B?
What did chat put it for this one?
They did an S.
They did an
S. Chat did an S, too. So, I don't know. I mean, we could put it... It's either... Up at the high A's, or we can tap it into the lower S area. I mean, we don't technically have high A's and high low S's and stuff, but like,
well, we have
we're kind
of
there.
We have egotistically moved things out of like the top left hand corner of a rank and put something else there.
Yeah.
Like,
sure, yeah.
No, I want it in the rank above it, but I'll settle for the highest in that rank.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a macaroni prize, though. It doesn't really count.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's got cheese on it.
Yeah, man. You're desperate. You're going to eat that macaroni prize.
So, A, I guess, then, for that?
That's okay with me.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
All right. And then we'll go into, what's the next one here popping
Faulty
up?
Faulty Towers.
Man, Faulty Towers. I want to see what Eric says first on this one, because the other three of us had seen this beforehand.
Yeah.
And Eric had seen this for the first time this year.
Yes. Faulty Towers is a comedic time capsule where I can't judge it by who I, like, by the
standards of today.
The standards of today.
The society we live in today.
But my standards don't control my laughter. Sometimes you, like, a good comedian draws laughter from you. It's not a response, it's an effect. And I think Faulty Towers, of every comedy on this list, pulls that off more. So it might be my first S-tier comedy show.
Yeah, I guess we don't have any comedies up there, do we?
Nope.
I mean, Fruits Basket is somewhat of a comedy.
That was, like, solely voted by you.
It's, you know, it's got comedic stuff in it.
I mean, I've never turned redder on the channel than those, and you can't fake that.
Yeah. Sure.
Except when I tried to.
There's some great moments in Faulty Towers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cringy moments for me, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think that just adds to what's going on.
I love
you know.
Cringe, yeah. Sometimes it cringes for reasons it did not want me to cringe, and I almost like it more sometimes when that happens.
I became ill from watching it.
Yep.
From laughing too much.
Yep.
It's also a show, and like, there's lots of shows where I'm like, okay, I understand why it's ending and everything now, but this is one of those where it's like, there's not enough of it.
There's not enough of it. So yeah. Like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's an A because not all of it was great. But Faulty Towers isn't, for me, an S because all of it was great.
I think all the episodes are really good.
Yeah.
And I wanted more by the time I was done with it too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think I'd say S I'm okay with for Faulty. I don't think I'm against that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could, if forced to, take it down in a letter grade because of some of the insensitive stuff that is in it. But again, I'm trying to judge it in its time and its climate that it was made to, you know, in a way. So
I mean, it's also, it's not lifting those things up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's making fun of those things.
He is a terrible person, and he exhibits these characteristics that are terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's it's not saying that he should be lauded and approved of.
He shouldn't be looked up to.
He's so hateable because he has these views.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely an S. There are few comedy shows I would put above it.
I agree.
I mean, you guys just joined. It was just me and Rick. You guys joined because we were just having too good of a time.
Well, they couldn't do anything else because we were laughing too loud.
I wasn't able to be in the first episode. I wanted to be there.
Yeah.
I missed it. I wanted to be in all of them, but I couldn't. All right. Well, Faulty, we'll put it in an S. Yeah, that'd be our first S tier.
Unanimous as well. Chat, though, only giving an A, 49%.
Dang. 49% A.
I'm guessing most of them haven't seen it.
Either that or they're judging it.
Or they're French.
Based on.
Or that's how they feel, and that's how ranking Rick works. What do you mean?
But
this is the
the next one on the voting was second was S as well. So
okay,
they're S and A were both high. So
good.
All right, next up is Gen V.
Ooh, man, Gen V was good.
I mean, it had one solid season.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it had one of the best action scenes that I've seen.
It's true. Man.
You know what I'm talking about.
That string.
I mean, yeah, it's between an A and a B for me.
It also had one of the best sex scenes I've seen.
It did. Yep.
What do you mean? Just one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's one specifically that I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think where's the boys at?
In A.
I'd put it there with the boys, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, it might as well just be another season of the boys with
different characters.
It definitely feels like it.
Yeah. All right.
Very well captured.
I look forward to more seasons with great interest.
I don't think what you watch in The Room you can even call a sex scene.
Oh,
no, you can.
All right, Jake, turn that thing 180 degrees. And...
turn that V into an A.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was quick. Did Calvin, you said A too?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, give it more props. I mean, I don't think I've as quickly in other shows started to like every character as much as I did Gen Z.
Especially like the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I just instantly, I don't know, it took 2 episodes for me to be all in on all those characters. And I did not feel that way after the first episode.
Huh. Dang, Katie, that's great news. There's a spinoff show of The Boys starring Diego Luna. That was just
Diego Luna.
That sounds interesting.
I hope he gets so much more work. He's such a good actor.
He is. He's great. All right.
The people of Mexico love him.
Especially women everywhere love him.
Yeah. Well, men too. Come on.
I said especially, not exclusively.
Okay.
All right. Next on the list is House of the Dragon.
Ooh.
House of the Dragon.
Yeah. I really enjoyed House of the Dragon.
Mm. It goes above Game of Thrones.
Yes. I will agree.
Where's Game of Thrones?
I love Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is in B.
It's in B.
Okay.
Only
not on my list.
I mean, it would be in A if not for the ending.
Yeah.
So I have to put this in A for myself.
Gotta figure out where I listed Game of Thrones.
I don't remember where I listed Game of Thrones.
It had the whole world against it, I feel like, House of the Dragons. And
no, yeah.
A lot of people are like, I don't want this. I will.
There's a lot of bias that it had to overcome.
Especially for me.
Yeah.
I know.
I didn't love it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect or
which,
anything.
Like is a strong word.
When it comes to J.R.R. Martin adaptations, yes.
You either love things or hate things. There's very rarely
would
a like.
Would you put it above... would you guys put it above season 1 of Game of Thrones? I mean, Game of Thrones got so good because its characters built.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I think one thing I don't like about the season is the time jumps.
Oh, okay.
Because also, like, it doesn't necessarily tell you that either. You just have to kind of, like, figure out where you're at.
I feel like the problem that I had with...
I liked that, but I get
with,
you.
Did you? Cyberpunk is something that Hot D also struggled from.
Yeah.
The pacing.
Like, the general pacing of what's going on, I think, is good. But for some reason, like, there's the thing with the time jumps that kind of happens. It doesn't necessarily tell me. I have to kind of guess based on, like, age of kids and if someone is not dead yet still. like, so, I don't know.
HBO had all this time to get the battles right. They still fucked it up! Gah! But...
it's not as egregious as some of the battles in Game of Thrones, but I get you.
Not as.
Didn't we call it Hot D in the show? We called it Hot D then, didn't we?
We did.
We did all the time.
I just saw chat being like, Hot D.
People forget.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we got to remind them.
Well, yeah, that's just like television now. Like a Game of Thrones thing came out and everyone's forgotten.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to keep it with Game of Thrones at B. Hmm. I don't think I ranked Game of Thrones at B. I don't remember where I would have ranked it.
I think I did, and I can't believe that. But this proves it. It's right there.
Yep.
All right.
Well, Rick, it was clearly an above-average show.
It definitely was. And I loved season 7.
Yeah.
Season 7 was so much fun.
We did have fun with that.
Man, I don't know. It's just started.
Sure.
Eric.
Yes.
Your comment about, like, is it better than season 1 of Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was pretty firmly an A, but now with that, I'm like, dang.
See, I think
compared to season 1 of Game of Thrones, I feel like it's not quite as good.
Okay.
But overall, it might be the same.
It's
overall.
It's tough because I look at A, and it's no Dr. Stone. It's no Berserk.
You're just listing animes.
It's no Cyberpunk.
Can you talk about a live-action show
It's no Chainsaw Man.
Stop.
It's no Barry, all right?
Okay. I agree.
But it's still better than a lot of stuff in B, so I don't know. I give it an A. Fuck it.
Wow.
I'm an A.
All right, I said B.
I said B.
Shit, what did chat, what'd you say?
You cast the final vote.
I think they said A.
Chat said A.
Chat said A.
Says A.
I'm not upset with that.
All right.
Put that hot D in A.
Hot D in my A.
Put the hot D in the A. We're good now.
I'm not upset with that, because that was my first instinct.
All right, now that we put that in the A, what's next is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Do I get a vote?
It's Always Sunny.
Did you watch it?
I watched two seasons.
No.
It's, yeah, of course you get a vote.
Sure. That's like 8 episodes.
That was a lot more than 8 episodes. I vow to Eric I would give it 2 seasons.
You should have gave it more.
And I did.
Oh my God. One of the most recent episodes made my
Rick.
Sides hurt. I was laughing so hard.
God.
You know that
Yeah, Rick, you saw 2 seasons, but you saw like 2% of what makes that show good.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny.
But you can vote. The votes don't matter.
All right. Well, I'll let Rick go first and get that out of the way, and then we can go through.
Yeah, it's a comedy show I did not find funny, except for a few instances. So, I don't know. An E, I guess?
All right.
But I'm also saying my vote does not
reflect the show.
It does not carry full weight of a vote.
Yes,
well, because this is also tough for me because, like, I definitely think the first 2 seasons have been the worst of the seasons that we've watched so far out of, where are we at, 4? 5? 4?
Well, I mean, in comedy, just like everything is subjective. Like, things that some people find really funny, other people don't.
Sure, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What season are we on?
Oh, 4?
Is it 4?
The seasons get longer as they go, too, right? Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot that we haven't seen yet that I'm like, I
feel like
we're going to go,
like,
what we're going to do.
I feel like we've seen like 170% of how much you've seen, Rick.
Sure.
Because the first seasons were shorter. And I feel like you've gotten maybe 10% of the funniest stuff.
But do you think I would like it now?
I can't tell.
Rick, I think you would if you drank some beer, ate cat food, and huffed some glue.
Well, I've done 2 of those things.
No, all at the same time. You gotta do it, you'll get sick, you'll get tired, you'll be great.
All right.
That way you can sleep.
No, there's just some things in it, Rick, that I think there are some. I don't know if you'd like all of it.
Yeah.
I think you'd like some of it. But
I liked the one clip that Eric showed me about the implication.
Yeah, you haven't. The show has gotten to that quality, but we haven't gotten to that part yet.
There's.
I like chat's like, wait, which 2 things? This is important.
The world will never know.
I think right now, and I'm going to put it here because I want to see where we go, and the first 2 seasons weren't great, but I'm really enjoying where it's starting to go. I'm going to put it at B.
Alrighty.
Like, depending on how it goes, and I know there's like, what, 12 seasons or something, right? Like, there's quite a few seasons.
There's a lot.
But it's been getting better. And funnier, I think, with every season. So, I think B, like, taking into account some of my favorite moments, and then the worst of the first couple seasons, like, I'm going to say B right now.
Yeah.
I got to put it in A. The reason I put Fawlty Towers at S is because it didn't have enough time to show me its faults. Whereas, I mean, I've seen, I don't know, 12 seasons of It's Always Sunny, and while I like the majority of them, there's some episodes that I'm just like, that one wasn't good at all. So, but my enjoyment of the ones that I really like is very high, so I go A for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Fucking, what were their names, the Doyles or whatever it is?
O'Doyles?
Yeah. No, O'Doyle is
O'Doyle
Happy
Rules,
Madison.
That's Adam Sandler.
Oh,
yeah,
that, okay.
No,
what are their names?
Jake, what is it again? The
brothers.
McPoyles.
Yeah,
I knew it was some kind of prefix
the
on
McPoyles.
There.
They haven't shown up for a minute. I'm worried.
And also, you guys have, you're like so firmly into the Rickety Cricket storyline.
Rickety Cricket, man. Like,
there's some of that stuff I think you would really enjoy, Rick.
This is similar though in a way to Fawlty Towers, where it's like these are just bad people.
Yeah.
What they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be laughing at them because of what's going on, not looking at them as doing the right thing.
Well, yeah, and almost every episode is a small exercise in karma. But that they don't learn that lesson.
No, they never learn a lesson. They're doomed to repeat it. They're like, what's the guy that pushes the rock up?
Sisyphus.
Right? Sisyphus? They're like him. Pushing that rock up, they just do it again. Yep. But he doesn't know. That's the difference.
Yep.
I feel like he's tortured. Like, they just don't realize it. They keep doing it.
The point of this show, for like 90% of the show, is to teach you to unconditionally just hate these characters and to relish the bad things that they do to each other and themselves so that you can laugh at them when the bad stuff happens.
Jancy said there's like 170 episodes and Rick watched 17, so Calvin's 10% was spot on for the whole series.
But not what you've watched.
Cool.
Not of what we've watched, but of the whole series.
Of the whole series, yeah.
All right, so A and B, where were you, Calvin?
I'm giving it room to grow. I'm putting it in a B.
You think B?
Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, that still takes it down to like a C because of Rick's E, right?
You can toss the E.
Yeah, put it in C.
Like, I, especially with comedy, comedy's so subjective.
We'll be revisiting this, though, for years.
Yeah, so, and your vote will mean even less then.
Not for years. We'll finish it next year. And I'm sure to go up. We can stay
in C. Even if you guys all move up to an S, it's still going to be in like a C or B.
Well, at that point, Rick has less.
Okay, gotcha.
Less sway.
I understand.
He has less sway because we've seen more, right?
Exactly. That's why I mean, like,
he's seen
next
17
time.
Of. I think Jancy said we've watched 42 episodes or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's seen about half of what we've seen, roughly. He will have seen 10% by then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's going to understand that, and they're going to be like, what's the image? Oh, they don't like It's Always Sunny.
Hey,
this spawns discussion.
I was willing to disregard.
Sure. Rick is losing delegates in the Electoral College.
All right. Next on the list is Midnight Club.
Midnight Club. Abstain. Oh, man, I'm the only one here who's seen it.
Yeah.
All right.
You have off-screen opinions, right?
I do. Melanie has given me some of her information, and I'm going to use that, too, for when I reevaluate some of the other shows that we have, too.
Okay.
Because I was the only one that voted on, like, Haunting of Hill House and stuff. But
yep.
I should preface this by saying that Melanie gave me a little thing about how she was rating these.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she said, I should state that I rate my TV shows off of what doesn't feel like a waste of time. Being a mom of four busy kids involves in a lot of extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of free time, so my S tier means it's a show that I would set time aside so I could watch it.
Okay.
An A tier is a show that I want to make sure I stay awake for, but can only squeeze it in at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she was doing, I forget what she was watching, but she would start to fall asleep, she would pause it so that she wouldn't miss anything.
I like that. Okay.
A B tier is I will watch it while I go to sleep, and it's okay to finish over a few nights. A C tier is not worth my time. So she just got rid of D, E, F.
I respect it.
Those are definitely not worth her time.
Yeah, she's like, I am not going to even watch those ones down there. So
S is she's willing to neglect the children, is what you're saying.
Well, to an extent, I guess. Like, she's like, I will be making time. I'm going to watch this. Leave mommy alone. So this was for Midnight Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
Midnight Club is one of those that it was similar to what was that we were talking about earlier, Fawlty Towers and that kind of stuff. Like, I still wanted more when this was done.
Mm-hmm.
And they were planning on doing another season, and then Netflix didn't give them another season. So you're kind of left being like, no, but what's the rest of this? What was the story going to be? And it sounded like it was going to be really, really cool, but they didn't get to tell that whole story and stuff there. Melanie's opinion on it was Midnight Club is at an S tier. She laughed. She cried so hard. It had good twists and turns. She liked the surprises. And one thing I think that's really cool about this was that while it was a like general story, it was able to do this kind of "Are You Afraid of the Dark" type of thing, where they would tell other stories within the story.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a lot of different genres of horror and aspects.
So it's kind of like Lovecraft Country.
Kind of, yeah.
A little bit.
While that was all within the same story,
mm-hmm.
this would be like they get together and someone's telling a story and they use the same actors to play different characters in that.
Gotcha.
But I think it was really, I think it was done really well. I don't know if I'd give it an S. I'd probably give it, I'd probably give it an A. I liked a lot of the themes they used with it. I'm trying to find where Haunting and some of those are. Because this was another one.
Haunting of Hill House is an A.
Yeah.
It's an A.
Currently.
I enjoyed it more than, like, Bly Manor. I think I enjoyed it about as much as Haunting of Hill House.
Bly is in C.
Bly is in C. That makes sense. I would have probably had it down a little lower than that. Like, lower than Haunting of Hill House. And then I don't think we have another show that we watched because I don't think we did it by here. So Midnight Mass, which might be the next one, actually, after Midnight Club.
Midnight Mass is, yes, next.
So I think I'd say A for this.
Okay. So that's an A and an S.
What did chat say for this?
Chat said B.
B?
Okay, so it's right in the middle with A.
Put it in an A tier then. And then we'll move on to the next one, which...
Yeah. Which is correct. It's Midnight Mass.
Going to be Midnight Mass. Let me see if Melanie had hers on this one. Because Midnight Mass, all these are fairly short. The story for it, this is the last year, last October that we watched it, so I'm trying to remember everything about it. I think I like this one more than Bly Manor as well. Honestly, I think given the story and how everything went with it, I'd probably put it at an A as well, without going into too much, because I know none of you guys have watched it. She didn't give me a ranking. She just said, I think it was better than Bly Manor, which I would agree with. Bly Manor, out of their series, is probably my least favorite of all of them, is Bly Manor. So I think she said probably an S or an A.
Okay.
So I think an A for Midnight Mass as well would probably be good.
Okay.
I think a lot of his stories, Flanagan's stories, are done really well. And while they hit that kind of horror genre, they also have some really good themes that they touch on too. Whether it is one with like Midnight Club is a lot about death and like facing death and preparing for death and that kind of stuff too. But then they hit a lot of other stuff as well, which is done really well.
That's cool.
And I feel like Midnight Mass really touches a lot on the idea of religion, especially as well, does it in a very interesting way. So, yeah, if you haven't seen those and you like anything in the horror genre, especially around October, I would definitely check those out.
Okay. All right.
They're really good.
Chat at an A with 41%.
All right.
Cool. Awesome.
All right. So there's the Midnights. What comes up next? Next up we have... what? No, what's that? That one's not supposed to... Move Jake. That one out of here, Jake. That one's not supposed to be there. I don't know what that's just doing there. We'll skip that one over. Maybe another time. What's actually next?
Ms. Marvel.
Ooh,
ah. Since we watched that.
All right. Marvel. Let's see. That?
The only problem I had with Ms. Marvel was them changing her power.
And instead that's not of even being part stretchy of
the from the comics.
Yeah.
She was more Mr. Fantastic-ish. Right? In her power
in
base.
In the comics, yeah.
Yeah, no, she has like a crystalline power now in this.
Kind of almost reminds me of like Gwen's power from Ben 10.
Sure.
Yeah, but crystals.
Ms. Marvel.
I thought that the villains weren't very great. I loved the family dynamic, and I loved seeing characters from that culture in a mainstream show. You don't see that often. And they were just also lovable.
Yeah. No, I agree with all that. I feel like Marvel feels like they need to make every show kind of follow the same arc, and they need like a big battle towards the end. And
yeah.
I don't think Ms. Marvel should have been about that at all.
Yeah.
I think there were much more interesting stories to tell, which they touched on, but were not quite fleshed out the way I kind of hoped they had been.
Trying to look at also the other Marvel shows that we already have on here. With Hawkeye, Loki's going up, definitely. Moon Knight. I'm between. Yeah, I think I'm at a B.
Also, I think she was fantastic.
Oh, she was the best part.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yep.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think the casting was great. The charisma, the chemistry on screen with everybody was great. I feel like one or two of the characters' motivations were kind of, they didn't really hit for me, but overall I enjoyed the experience that was through the eyes of this character in this other culture.
And that first episode had such a cool style that they just abandoned.
I was kind of let down about that.
I did like the first episode or two that had that, like, the animation behind
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, the animation, the phone stuff.
Like, that was really neat.
At the end of that season, I was kind of disappointed. I feel like they did that just for the trailer.
Maybe.
Just to get those, like, comic booky shots in there. But, yeah, I would probably put it at a C or a B.
I'm kind of in between there.
Yeah, I don't have a super strong feeling, and that screams C to me.
Yeah, I'll say C. I don't think it was bad. I think the villains, it went, yeah, a weird way. I kind of agree about the villains a little bit there. I really liked the main character. I thought she did a really good job. I wish they would have continued some of that cool stuff that I liked in the first episode or two through more of it, and it would have given it more of a different flair, but then they just kind of stopped it. Yeah, I'll say C.
All right.
Eric, would you say B?
B.
Okay, so it's like an orange drink.
Sure, Calvin.
High C.
That can also be red or something.
No, an orange-flavored beverage. How's that?
Sure, okay. Sunny D.
No, that's lower.
Where was Chat for that? I missed it.
What did Chat say?
That was a B.
A B from Chat.
Okay.
All right. Next up after Ms. Marvel is Mona. No, wait. What was it?
Naruto Shippuden.
Naruto Shippuden.
Shippuden.
I've heard it both ways.
All right. Where's Naruto?
We have Naruto proper at B.
Yep.
Which I think I would keep it there. Naruto Shippuden. Obviously, we have not seen it all.
We're not done.
Huh?
We're not done yet. We're in the hundreds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've seen quite a bit.
Caught up to where we started with Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah.
How about
Shikamaru Shippuden is an S.
Sure. I think it builds.
Dude, the stuff we're in right now is an S. Oof. I love it.
The way you say that, I think of the last episode and the things that were said. And I'm like, what were you? What? I'm like, okay, sure. But
the last episode reaction was a lot of fun.
I had a good time.
I think it's built a lot. I'm really interested in where we're going with it. It's also one of those where I think it's similar like Ben 10, where it's been maturing with its audience.
Yeah.
And Shippuden is a little bit more mature, a little older. Yeah. I'm going to say an A.
I also believe that it deserves an A for right now.
I'm right there with you guys. A.
Now, I've missed some Shippuden, so I cannot say the things I haven't been in. But Shippuden, to me, is best talked about in terms of the Sakura. Oh, man, my brain is leaving me. The puppet master.
Sasori.
Sasori, my man.
So, like, that section defines Shippuden for me so far.
Yeah.
Whereas a third of what was happening is some of the best stuff I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Two thirds is just kind of filler without being filler. It's just there. It's buying time. There's not a lot that's interesting. So I guess I keep it B, along with Naruto.
Okay.
For now.
So that's three A's and a B, which I think keeps it an A, correct?
Yes.
Well, puts it an A.
And chat ranked it as an A as well.
As an A.
No, I mean, I get what you mean, because I think there's definitely that with Naruto and some with Shippuden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do think that I've noticed that far less of, like, a lot of more drag-out kind of feeling in what we've been watching lately.
Definitely.
Especially through the Shikamaru
That's
arc.
Good. The waterfall stuff was rough
I get what you mean about that section there, but I think that that's not necessarily the case anymore with that, which is why, because of all that stuff that we've been watching, that's... I definitely want to say an A right now, and hopefully it keeps where it's at and keeps doing this. I haven't gone back to watch that filler yet. Mm-hmm. I was going to watch it in one place, and it wasn't there anymore, so I need to find it from another place now. So,
Man, I just... the stuff I really like, I like. The stuff I don't like, I love because of the way that we react to it. Like, that guy, he's like, I'm out of plaster. I'm out of clay. It's like, you've been out of clay!
I'm running low on clay.
It's not an act. It's not a put upon. I genuinely love watching that stuff with you guys.
Like, thank goodness there's so many roots here.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
All right. So there's Naruto Shippuden, which we will reevaluate next year for sure, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And every year after that.
All right. What's after Naruto?
After Naruto is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh, Obi-Wan Kenobi show. I bet you this is the Disney Plus show I've rewatched the most.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
More than Willow. Because you
I can't do Willow. Oh, man, I'm so mad about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Got us off track.
I mean, it definitely has parts of it that I think, like, what are we doing here? Why this little Leia running scene? I don't know how you got to this point where stuff that kind of drags things down. But the stuff that drags it up for me... man, especially that final episode. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not an S for me, but it is an A.
I love young Leia.
Mm-hmm.
She was great.
Love her. Still intensely dislike Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader.
Man.
Ewan McGregor still great as Obi-Wan.
Intensely?
Yes. Intensely. I don't know.
Just power through it, Aaron.
I thought Lars was okay.
Okay. Where would you rank it?
I don't know. Where's the other Star Wars stuff?
Which ones?
Andor's an A, Ahsoka's Andor's an S, Ahsoka's an A, Clone Wars is an A.
Bad Batch A.
Bad Batch A.
Resistance a D.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a C for me.
A C?
Yeah.
Hmm. Dang. Visions is in B.
I think I liked Ahsoka more. I liked Andor more. I love Ewan McGregor. I loved Lil Leia. I loved Hayden Christensen. As people should.
I like all those things, but I loved Ewan McGregor playing the doubt that Obi-Wan Kenobi has in this point in his life so much. He did such a good job with
it. He did.
It's definitely interesting to see Obi-Wan in a state that's like, what was he feeling from everything that's happened? What's he been going through?
Yeah.
How is he getting through that? And this is what we're seeing as to like what gets him out of that.
Destiny
you know?
Of a Jedi to confront fear, and he certainly does that.
Dang, man.
I didn't like it as much as Ahsoka, but I have a hard time saying that I didn't like it any less, if that makes sense. Like, I think the story that it told is every bit as important as Ahsoka, but I think for the importance of the characters that it talked about, I think it's more important, maybe.
Okay.
Your strength has returned, but the weakness
Vader was so good in that series.
I think everything with Vader is so good.
Yeah.
I think the Grand Inquisitor stuff's a little, I don't know why they did
that. They didn't have enough helicopters.
The Grand Inquisitor, that really brings it down for me.
If they'd have had a helicopter, I'd have
if they'd
put
had
it at an S.
Jason Isaac.
I'd have to accept because that's how rankings go.
Jason Isaac would have made that so good.
I want to say, man, bias. I'm going to put it in A.
You're allowed to be biased. That's
I know.
Point.
I'm between a B and an A is what I'm thinking about. I just don't know where I want to put it.
Is it better or worse than Boba Fett?
I probably like it.
Because Boba Fett's an A.
More than Boba Fett. Like, I like what they do with Boba Fett, similar to like what I like that they do with Obi-Wan. Mm. Like, both of them are going through something and kind of coming out of it. You know what I mean?
Coming through it changed.
Yeah. And I like that both.
Yeah. I think it is a very comparable story to Boba Fett, but since I think all of us here have more attachment to Obi-Wan than Boba Fett, it places it at least on that same level or above.
All right, I'll say A.
All right.
I say A as well.
Eric was A?
I had said A.
And
I was
what
C.
did chat vote?
B for Obi-Wan.
Chat was B.
Obi-Wan.
So it goes in
I am
A?
Not your failure.
We got AABC
Obi-Wan.
Then? Well, I guess A, what'd you say?
A.
Three A's.
A-A-C. We don't need a chat to be a thing.
Yeah.
You did I kill.
What's that average out to? I assume it's A.
I think it's A.
Yeah, yeah. That I think that's an A. If anything, it's a low A, but it's an A.
Same thing that happened last time. I gave Boba Fett a C. It ended up an A. Here we are.
Well, we're consistent.
We are.
All right. Next on our list Obi-Wan. Is
Pokemon Ultimate Journey.
Oh, man, I can't actually rate this one.
Damn, Aaron.
In the future, I'll be able to.
Yep.
For the next couple years.
This is all me, baby. Look at me, the face of Pokemon.
In the future, we'll have to have Indigo League and Orange Islands.
Yeah.
And
I do also have some notes here from Jancy about it because she was watching with me.
Yes.
Now, if people are like, you reacted to this?
Yeah. Well, we did it as kind of almost like an experiment, too, because we were, you know, I had watched Pokemon, the anime, when it came out, you know, the first season long, long, long ago, and never really revisited it. So it was a fun experiment for me, who was there for the beginning when Ash left Pallet Town. And then here I get to see Ash put Pallet Town on the map. Baby.
It's true.
So that was a very special moment for me. So,
but
again,
what I was alluding to is this is not on the Blind Wave channel.
It is not on the Blind Wave channel. It is on Pokemality, if you haven't checked it out. And you need to. Especially episode 38 that came out and is available to everybody. Go watch it because that there shoots it up a whole letter grade for that one episode. Let's see. Jancy had it at a low A or a high B. I'm going to put it as a B as well, so we're going to throw that one in B.
And chat agrees.
All right.
With a B.
Yep.
But yeah, honestly, watching it as an adult, I had so much fun, like, adding my Pokemon fandom to what was there, which I can't really credit the show with, necessarily. But just being able to watch the way the battles were happening and the way the characters were emoting and how simple the show needs to be to appeal to a younger audience, but also the way that, you know, I would get so hyped with some of these fights because I know my adult brain wants to go like, it's wrong, they're capturing animals and making them fight each other. But my child brain is like, no, they're your friends and they want to get stronger too. And they want to create a good team, and they want to be at the top. That's what Pokemon are. So, B.
I got two. All right, so B.
All right.
All right. I don't get to vote on that. I'll vote on those ideas later.
You'll be able to do it
but
a while from now.
Pokemon reactions will be on Pokemality.
Yep,
yeah.
Along with any other Pokemon content that
Where
we cover.
Where it belongs.
View your Pokemality.
So if you're interested in that, make sure you subscribe over on Pokemality. All right. Next up, we have
Reacher.
What? What do you mean?
No.
Reacher?
He's getting me.
How is that? I don't understand.
Reacher.
I haven't seen Reacher.
You haven't?
No.
Me
I've
either.
Seen it all.
Oh.
Well,
I've
at
seen,
least all of season one.
What I've seen everything about? Released.
Season two is
What's
coming
Reacher?
Out soon.
I don't understand.
Where to put Reacher?
Why is it on the list?
There is some fun stuff in this show.
Okay.
There is some...
A lot of beef. That's all I know.
There is.
Oh, yeah. There's some
so
cake.
So much
beef cake. Hell yeah, baby. I want to put a vote in there, too.
Beef or beef?
I stared at that man more than I think what they were trying to get me to stare at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that, look at that right there.
There was a scene where maybe somebody should have been staring at the left half of the screen. I was staring at the right half the whole time.
There are some things that I'm like, hey, I think if you ignore these kind of elements, like there's some groundedness to it and then there's some not groundedness to it.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, just ignore those. But I think that this is probably I had a lot of fun watching the show.
I did too.
There's a mystery aspect of it.
It's like a mystery box and action, intrigue, and doubt.
I ain't convinced Jancy to
and
watch
muscles.
It.
Muscles!
There's some muscles,
I ain't heard a promise not to get
upset. I started working out
when
again after watching this.
Damn!
I started
feeling bad for not working out after this.
I know, I tried to shame you.
he knocked candy out of my hand.
It's a lot of animal feed. Yeah, it is.
It is a hell of a lot of animal feed.
Man. It's not an S. I loved it, and I had a lot of fun with it, but I don't think it's an S show.
No.
I think it's above C for me, though.
Definitely.
Dang it. I don't know if I want to put it... I have a fun one to put it in.
B for beef.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
B for beef.
That's what I've been saying.
A for abs.
There's definitely abs in it, too. And I enjoyed like the main characters and stuff in this too.
Mm-hmm. No,
right?
Definitely.
Like I like besides just Reacher, like the other characters around him too, I thought were all done really well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want beef for beef.
Mm.
I love the idea of a beef for beef, but I almost feel like I want to put it in A.
Toastmaster
I'm gonna put it
does
in
say
a.
grade
I'm just
A
telling you
beef.
Now, I'm putting it in A.
All right. I'll put it in A as well.
Fuck yeah.
I think Reacher was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to season two.
Indeed.
Which comes out here in December.
Yep.
And.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Confirmation, the reaction will begin soon.
Oh, we're doing a reaction for it?
Yeah.
Oh. I see.
Does that answer your question, Line Lux?
All right. So, yeah, Reacher A. What's after Reacher?
Well, the next show in R is Rings of Power, which
Ooh, Lord of the Rings
reminds me how long it's been since we've done a ranking podcast.
Yeah.
Well, but
that felt like ages ago.
It kind of was.
It has been a long time. I'm trying to remember the show.
It was at least one age in Middle Earth.
In something that if you had told me 2 years ago would have been the case, would have absolutely shocked me. But I think the latest season of Game of Thrones thingy was better than the latest Lord of the Rings thingy. God help me.
I certainly enjoyed elements of Rings of Power, but I also brought a lot of Tolkien knowledge to it. So
yeah.
There was a lot of things that like the show's trying to keep under wraps that I just know
sure.
is happening. So it's hard for me to go with the ebb and flow of the story, you know, as much. So it's definitely lower for me than House of the Dragon, I would say.
It's
even
like,
though I did know a lot of House of the Dragon, too. But I think that it succeeded where Rings of Power didn't. But there are some things in there that I'm very intrigued by, even though I have to reserve judgment for how they're going to turn out. But that visitor to the you know, the proto-hobbits is very interesting, and I want to see more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I'd like... the Hobbit stuff a lot. And like the Hobbit, the movies, there's a lot of those I don't like, but just being in that world feels good.
Yeah.
Even if it's a world much removed from the one we actually know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't hate it. I wanted it to be so much better than it was.
I think I liked it more than the first time I watched the movies.
That's all ranking is valid, but that's ridiculous.
Remember when we talked about there are no wrong answers?
No, I know. This is why I dislike this. Might this. Be,
as borderline, Aaron. Borderline.
As a kid, I remember watching Fellowship and just being so bored.
Oh, you were a dumb kid. Now you're in a grown adult.
I'm like, what are they doing? They just keep walking everywhere.
First time.
Here's some goblins and stuff. I like these guys, you know? Like, I remember being a kid and like being excited for that.
First time I watched Fellowship, I didn't like it either. So you're not alone.
Yeah, I was just like, I was just so bored. Like, later on, as I got older and stuff.
But later,
like,
yeah.
I enjoyed it more. But I'm just saying, like, my first time watching ever. Rings of Power, I enjoyed it more than I did my first time watching Lord of the Rings, the movie. I mean, like, given that's only one movie, but they didn't have more than it.
You're not alone where you're standing right now, but if you keep standing there, everybody's going to leave you.
Sure. Like, I don't know that I'd say that they're better now, you know? Like, just I still haven't seen The Hobbit. I'm sure that's good.
There's definitely parts of it that are great.
So, but where do I put Rings of Power?
I don't rank it with Blood of Zeus, so I think it's a C.
I think C is fair. Yeah. I liked it more than everything in D.
Also, I guess out of, like, things like, I don't know, what are other things that are in the category of, like, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, like all that kind of stuff.
Sure, like fantasy?
High fantasy.
A lot of those
kind
high fantasy kind of things. Like, I don't know, Lord of the Rings might be one of my lower ones. Just because I didn't have that as a kid where, like, I had more
have the exposure.
Stuff. I didn't have, yeah. Mm. But I also watched Harry Potter much later in life, but I enjoyed it more.
That is true. I think it. I think it's also because Harry Potter is.
Eric loves all those things.
Is most similar to ours. Like, there is some grounding in reality in Harry Potter.
Sure. I'll be very interested when we get into, like, some movie talk and we get to like rank the movies and have Eric pick Lord of the Rings where you put it and where you put the Harry Potter stuff. It'd be fun.
Gonna be a great day.
Again,
like follow and subscribe.
In order to rank something, you have to try to tear something else down.
You don't have to tear it down. You just have to put it elsewhere.
No, that's what you do.
You have to put it on sand where it's gonna fall over.
I'm not tearing it down. I'm just putting it where it belongs. If a tree fell over, I didn't tear it down. It just, that's where it goes now.
The wind blew it. It wasn't me.
I'll put Rings of Power at a C. I think that's okay.
Right.
I would be upset if it were at a D. But I would also be kind of upset if it were at a B.
I mean
I'm already upset that It's Always Sunny's at C, so.
That's just where it is now.
Well, we can blame Rick.
No, you cannot. I said disregard. Chat said CD, so.
Okay.
There we go.
I don't know what those are anymore.
Compact discs.
Eric, what'd you say?
C.
C. Everyone's in C.
All right, let's put in a C then. That's easy. Right there next to Ben 10.
See how easy that was? Next on our list is Rome.
Oh. Which I have seen all of Rome, even if I wasn't in all the reactions.
I will put this one. Nah, man. I'm between two sections again.
Is it A and B?
It's C and B.
Oh.
It's no Band of Brothers.
It is not Band of Brothers. I think it's done pretty well, but it also cuts away from some of the stuff I really wanted to see.
It does. You know what? It puts so much importance on those battles, and then it shows you nothing.
Would you prefer this or showing the
HBO
battle inaccurately,
Rick? In the 2000s, how could they have done it?
Am I supposed to just rank because of that?
Yeah, because I did the for fucking.
Do you know
powers.
How they could have done it? Like the History Channel Rome Total War instead.
Rome Total War, just show it.
Yes.
Totally accurate battle simulator.
I would have been absolutely okay with that.
It's totally accurate, Aaron.
I think I'd put it in a B for me. I think the things that, for some reason, I don't like time jumps.
Yeah, you do have that.
There's something
you do
against
have that
time
problem.
Jumps for me. I just don't like when we just jump there now.
Weird.
I think I'm okay with it.
Star Wars.
Aaron's reading like the Bible when Jesus is born, and then it goes like 33 years later.
That's why it's a terrible book.
But there's all
what
these...
happened when he was 12?
I don't think I'm... I don't think I mind so much if it happens from one season to the next. Uh-huh. But for some reason, I really dislike it when it's in the middle of a season.
Sure.
I don't know. I like the two main characters we had a lot. Ray and Kevin.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
But Mark Antony is up there for me. For me, it's the three
definitely.
Characters.
Sure.
Yeah.
He was so good, especially the end for him.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
He made that character another third main character.
How did he pull off that character?
Me.
Everybody should hate that character, but I can't help but love him.
Caesar doesn't get a lot of chances to shine, but I really like that Caesar is Caesar.
That was, yeah, he was a good Caesar.
Yeah.
The king beyond the wall.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I loved the both actors that played Octavian as well.
Yeah. Okay. That's the video game.
What?
Nothing.
Anyway, it's an A for me.
Yeah, like this should be my favorite show of all time. Like, I love reading about Roman history. And it's relatively accurate on the stuff that it's trying to get accurate. Like, there's a lot of liberties taken.
Sure.
Obviously.
There's a lot of Forrest Gump.
And, you know, it's ancient history. Like, there's a lot of wiggle room. But we don't have a ton of stuff to go off from. And I get the battles would be super expensive and, like, they can't show them and stuff like that. But like, but they're the ones that chose the scale of the show that they chose to cover, and you gotta have some of that in order to do it. They should have chosen
they
a different scale.
They did have some. They did. Remember when there was an actual battle? We're like, holy shit!
At the very beginning of the show,
dude.
No, fight. There is one other.
Yeah.
I think around the Brutus storyline stuff, right?
Yeah.
But no, I get you, Rick. Like, there's definitely times I'm like, oh wait, we're just not. We just skip that. There's a war for like 6 months. We're just after that war now. You know, like that. It's some of those things. I'm like, damn it. Why did we do that?
I love that now we live on an age of television where we can just think like anything could happen on television. When that show was made, that was not the case. That's like,
it was not in
that's
the
like
cards.
Being upset that Seinfeld wasn't in HD. It's like, well, you couldn't be in HD. It's like, well, it wasn't as clear.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but like they should have written for the resources. And
they
don't
did.
Think they always did.
And then they,
I think they did. That's why they did what they did.
Yeah. How do you write a Rome story that has no battles?
Just like keep it boring?
I mean,
that's writing for the resources and then like writing around them.
Yeah,
it's about Caesar and the people around him.
Like
it's hard. I think that's the best they could have done.
Like, I think you could focus on just the like citizen character or something like that and had like a drama that way. And like then been within your budget. But you're choosing to focus on the highest level of government.
I agree. And thus, they had the orator out there on the street telling you the shit we can't show. And how is that not a great solution?
It's a pretty good solution.
I do like that guy.
I love that guy. That's all he did.
He's
he
out there
never,
dabbing.
He never interacted with any other
character.
He's
doing character. A shocker everywhere.
He's shockering everything.
If that was a modern thing.
Gutierrez.
Yeah. If this was a modern story, he would be the newscaster that we would see a news shot from. But he's not. He's out there, just doing it on his own.
He's got to keep people entertained with the
that
news.
Every time.
Today in Egypt, there has been war. You know, like he'd have something like that. Instead, he's like, Cleopatra, and he's just like pointing and dabbing, and then he sells some grain or whatever.
Then he sells some grain.
I think it's a B.
Okay.
I was looking. It's 5 years apart. I don't know if that's a good representation, but I enjoyed the way Spartacus did theirs much more.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's a fair comparison. You know,
I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you.
So, like, I would say Spartacus I enjoyed more than Rome.
But I think Spartacus is.
But I feel like they're similar. Does that make sense?
Well, Spartacus is hyper realistic.
I would also guess it's a much smaller scale.
It's
story.
Way smaller scale.
But sure, sure.
What it does well. Like, it doesn't. Like, it could afford to have all those battles because part of the show was to have their characters and actors train for months and months and years to be that good. You know? Whereas in Rome, we need to really focus on the acting scenes.
Sure. Yeah,
which they did.
Mm.
Made me love characters that should have hated.
Some fantastic acting.
Spartacus is good, but you can cast some ex-American gladiators and it's, you're going to get some scenes done.
Sure. But, maybe you could have done something, too, where, like, you show a grand scale of the war, but then we really zoom in to, like, a little area and have a smaller
like a more,
scale of the war.
Granular.
You know?
Yeah. Story.
Yeah, I'm not expecting them to pull back and,
But I don't know. I would say a B for Rome for me.
Okay. So two B's and A. And Calvin, what were you?
I also put it at an A.
Okay, so we need a tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
Oh, where's
did
chat
put it?
Chat put it at a B.
At a B. All
right.
So B it shall be.
Boom.
Chat is the tiebreaker by Jupiter's cock. Dude, there was one time in Rome where, like, it was so close. And I was like, damn it.
It was so close.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch Spartacus sometime to compare.
Oh, man. All right. I don't think we're going to get into any more of the tier rankings. It's almost five, which means next Thursday we should be able to finish the rest of the tiers and revisit anything that we feel like we need to move after having watched more seasons.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot in there.
You know, reevaluating. Maybe there's some stuff where it's like, you know, after watching this stuff, I want to move these ones down and whatnot, too. So, but I do think we have a few maybe bits and whatnot that we can go through real quick.
And some super chats.
And just mention those. There's some super chats. Drakkar Gaming gave £5. Says, Vinland Saga Season 2 would change that C tier ranking, I believe. Ugh. Also, you guys should watch Frieren... I don't know if I said that right. Beyond Journey's End. It's a beautiful anime.
Yeah.
Beautiful capitalized.
I've heard good things.
Tom sent €5. Blind Wave. When Rick will be back for reactions. I miss him in Naruto reactions. You're getting close to some of the best episodes.
I believe it.
No good answer, but you'll see me in stuff here and there.
Black Soy Mura gave 1,500 somethings. I don't know what those are.
Icelandic Krona.
Icelandic Krona. Thank you. With the announcement of the 15th anniversary of Gurren Lagann, they've decided to re-release the movie an English dub in mid-January next year. Will you be watching in the future?
Jake, should we do that?
We should at least watch some of it, I think. It's a recap, I believe. If it's the same one I'm thinking about, but it does make one of those fights much longer and more epic and is amazing.
Oh, well, yeah. That's exactly what I wanted from the show, just longer and more epic.
Oh, man.
If you want my answer, yes.
But it is a recap. So it's a story we've already seen, but new visuals?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
If it's the same movie that I am familiar with when it comes to Gurren Lagann, then yes, it's the same story.
All right, Tyler with £5. Lucifer and Arrow are in B. No Ben 10 should be above those. I mean, it's also looking at all of those seasons, right?
Yeah. Also, like, that's your opinion, you know? And it's not incorrect. You can feel that way just because we feel differently. Well, there's no right answer.
We're also dealing with a conglomeration of our opinions as well.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, too, because sometimes we'll have, like, I have an A, Calvin has an A, Eric has a B, and Rick has a D, and we add them all together.
Like, we can all agree that It's Always Sunny being in C is ridiculous. We just think it should go in a different direction,
each of us.
Yeah, like, I put it in a B, giving it room for growth, knowing that Eric's opinion of it is much higher, and it should go higher.
Yeah.
So I'm not putting it S right away just because someone else's opinion. I have to form my own opinion.
But also for me, like, similar like Doctor Who, I feel like some of the best moments of Doctor Who are S. Some of the worst moments of Doctor Who are F.
It's the curse of the long-running show.
So you really got to, like, put those together. I think the same with, like, Arrow and Lucifer. They have some, like, not as good moments and some really great moments, you know?
Exactly.
Way Lawnwers gave €6. Hey, love your reactions. And for that, I just became a patron. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Anime Addict, $49. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Keep up the good fight so far. I agree with most of the shows you've ranked.
I was going to say, with a username like that, I bet they love Vinland Saga's ranking.
The X-Man gave $1. Thank you so much.
Thank you, X-Man.
Zek gave €6. Thank you so much as well.
Thank you so much.
Cody St. Clair gave $5. Says, Yu Hakusho, please.
Yes!
That would be an amazing reaction to an anime classic. maybe at some point, Cody. And then Steve gave $2, says, Aaron, how's your Power Ranger journey going? I haven't made as much progress as I'd like. I'd like to get through more of that, especially catching up to the idea of what's coming with the wrap-up of Cosmic, I think, is wrapping up a whole, like, saga, basically. All right. And then... Uh-oh, I didn't have this open. From the other side of everything... All right. Miss Winter Soldier resubbed for 52 months. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
52.
Tien Ashu subscribed for the first time. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you. Welcome.
Twitcher 95 subscribed for 52 months. Thank you. Man.
Thank you.
Fed Eric subscribed for second month. Thank you so much.
That's a rare thing.
Wow, you came back.
Supreme Tim and L has subscribed for the first time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hervail subscribed for the first time. Thank you as well so much.
Thank you.
Darkwing 009 for the 39th month. Hope y'all are all good. Happy Thursday all. Thank you, Darkwing.
Happy Thursday to you.
Indeed.
Bam Bam subscribed for the first time.
Bigelow.
Heezy has subscribed for the fourth time. Thank you so much.
Heezy.
Anonymous gifted 25 subs, I believe. Did I miss that earlier?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Was not.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know why it says 25 times, but it says an anonymous user gifted a tier one sub.
So okay.
Maybe there's only one, but maybe Anonymous did it 25 times. I don't know.
Thank you.
Anyway. Thank you so much. Yes. Bendelak subscribed for 29 months.
Thank you.
Pete O'File subscribed for the first month. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rop, thank you for subscribing for 45 months.
Who?
Rop.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Stormy Boy subscribed for 53 months. Thank you, Stormy.
Thank you,
Stormy.
Another gifted sub from Zachrix. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Zek has gifted a sub as well.
Thank you very much.
And Zek has gifted another sub, I believe, as well.
Thank you so much.
It is the season.
And then 12cat gave 10 bits, says, hi, crew. Hope you're all doing well. As I told Aaron yesterday during Spider-Man, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Watching while eating cake. And since it's my birthday, Doctor Who better get an S, or at least an A, for the last episode. Well, we got to rank all of Doctor Who, and they're not all S's.
Mm. Yep. Happy birthday, though.
Happy birthday.
Broke my koala thinking about Yu Hakusho.
Koala.
I don't know.
Dip subscribed for 70 months. It's been so long since I've caught your live stream. Hope you guys are all doing well.
Dip,
thank you so
dip,
much, Dip.
Potato chip. Dip.
Daniel subscribed for the first time. Daniel JPB.
Thank you.
Bad Wolf subscribed for 22 months.
Thank you.
Thwartlebee subscribed for 57 months with a bunch of blind wave cuckoos.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am all about Ash has subscribed for 18 months.
Thank you very much.
LKG for 54 months.
That's a lot of months.
Sweet Melissa for 11 months. Thank you, Melissa.
Almost a year.
Limp Bisquick for 35 months. Tearless Discourse. What a joyous way to end the year. Blindwave stress.
We're thankful.
All about that. Ash has gifted a sub as well to Liz. So congratulations, Liz, and thank you so much, Ash. And Oh, what's this? The Wayward Time Lord, would you guys ever consider reacting to Ray Donovan? Loved the ranking. Reacher is so fun. Thank you for your second subscribe. I don't know what Ray Donovan is.
I don't know, but if you want to recommend shows to us, there's an official way. You can go to blindwave.com, make an account. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a place called Recommendations where you can recommend up to 3 shows / movies for us to react to.
Indeed.
Zarix has gifted another sub. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zarix.
Leewick has gifted a sub. Thank you so much, Leewick.
Thank you.
The Wayward Time Lord, subscribed for 2 months. Would you guys ever consider reacting to Ray Donovan? Wait, did I read that already?
Huh.
I feel like you might have.
You did.
I don't know why it's here twice. That's weird. Okay.
Leave Sharma, though. I'd watch that.
Leewick gifted another sub.
Thank you.
And Sammy Boy has subscribed for 11 months with a lot of Obi love.
Yay!
Saying we love Obi. Thank you.
All right.
You. And, Obi loves you.
I believe that's everything. One more from Zek gave €6. Is there a chance that the One Piece live action reaction will happen?
There's always a chance.
Once we've surpassed that point in the anime.
One Piece.
Is that what we got to wait for?
One Piece is real.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, guys. Well, we didn't get through everything today, but we will get through the rest of it next Thursday. I don't think there's too much left on the list of what we haven't ranked yet, and then just kind of reevaluating what's left. So make sure you guys are here next Thursday for us to wrap up the rest of our tier list ranking. Tomorrow we'll be back with Mario Wonder.
Wonder!
And I will be back on Monday with Spider-Man, and I am in a part of the story that I'm really excited for, and I'm kind of I just got story stuff to do right now, and it's going to be a fun time, I think.
Nice.
So make sure you guys join in for that. Last thing here from Zacharix. 100 bits I gifted to two specific very special viewers who watch all the time. Also, for future reference, you can just call me Zach. Love you guys and plan to stick around even if I can't afford to actually sub myself.
Well, thank you anyway.
Thank you so much, Zach. Yeah, I appreciate it. So, thank you guys, and hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow for Mario Wonder.
Yep.
So, have a good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.